good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. It's Farm Talk. Kind of sounds like a game show, doesn't it? We are on a Friday afternoon here. Happy that you are along with us. And we're going to talk about farm rescue for a bit. We're going to, hey, there's a gardening meeting and in Annetta, North Dakota tomorrow. We'll visit with Trail County Extension Agent Jill Murphy about that. Blair Hoseth is going to join Eric here before the end of the hour. We're going to talk to an Oaks, North Dakota farmer who engineered the stack mover. Remember the Laman manufacturing down in Hecla? Well, John Lama will join us here in about an hour. And hey, we'll talk sunflowers and Doug Leary's here on a Friday. But Farm Rescue's mission is to help farmers and ranchers who have experienced a major illness, injury, or natural disaster. So many people discover your life changes in an instant. And that's where Farm Rescue comes in. And the program manager for Farm Rescue, Dan Erdman, joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Mick. Thanks again for having me. Always a pleasure.
You bet. You guys have, once upon a time, Bill Gross had the idea, and he helped folks around Jamestown. Then you expanded across North Dakota. And then it was South Dakota and Minnesota, too. And then it was Montana. And then Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas, not necessarily in that order. But I hear right now you're kind of focused on Kansas.
We are, yeah. I mean, as you know, and a lot of the listeners out there know, things aren't quite ready for seed to be placed in the field up in our neck of the woods here. So, as you mentioned, our footprint has grown all the way south to Kansas. That's about as far south as we go now. But things are getting pretty hot and heavy down there as far as planting season goes. So we have a team of volunteers that are planting some corn and soybeans for a farmer that broke his femur down around the St. George, Kansas area. And they'll be moving on to another Kansas farm here, hopefully in the next couple days, for another farmer that's battling an illness. So Things are starting to get busy and definitely going to get a lot busier in the coming weeks and months.
How about the wildfires down there in Kansas? Have you intervened in some of those?
We have, and that, again, it was kind of an earlier start to the year than we've been used to, I guess, in the past several years. But yeah, some pretty severe wildfires that kicked up towards the end of December affected a lot of families down there. And we actually have one of our development officers who lives in Kansas now, our kind of our Corn Belt State Development Officer, and she has a lot of connections, worked for the USDA for several years out of Kansas before coming to work for Farm Rescue. So she got to work just seeing how we could help those folks, and that came in the form of hay deliveries again. So we've had trucks moving down there for, quite a few weeks since then. The last couple weeks here, we've had just a single volunteer, and I need to give him credit. His name is Joe Nassett. Has been basically trucking nonstop for 2 weeks straight, and he's delivered almost two dozen loads to ranchers affected by those wildfires. It came to be known as the Four County Fire, so we're going to be following through on deliveries for that again in the coming weeks here, but just a tremendous undertaking for our organization, but received some wonderful support from people like Joe Nassett to make those deliveries.
Trucking Joe. Well, God bless you, Truckin' Joe, for sure. Now, as your footprint has expanded, have you found that people are supporting you in that expanded way? I mean, because once upon a time, your contributors and people who were writing a check or supporting you financially were confined to the Dakotas and Minnesota. And are you getting good financial support from Montana, Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas?
It's starting to grow, and I think it's always kind of a tricky situation when we launch into a new state, because a lot of folks are unfamiliar with us and a lot of people think there's some type of ulterior motive when they hear, free assistance services. So it's hard getting over that hurdle. And a lot of times, we'll reach out to businesses in those new states and tell them about us, and they'll say, well, come back to us when you've helped a few families in our area and we'll be happy to support you. And a lot of times we're unable to connect with those new families because we kind of need the resources of the businesses to point us in the direction of those that need help and let them know about our services. So it's always an uphill battle when we launch into a new state for that reason, but word has begun to spread, and we've gotten a little more national recognition thanks to some of our bigger sponsors like John Deere and Anheuser-Busch, who've done some wonderful things for us over the years. So I think more and more people are aware of us. And so we are getting additional support from a lot of those outlying states or the newer states that have been added to our assistance area.
Try this in the new territory. We will not extend your car warranty nor reduce the interest rate on your student loan. So that, maybe, I don't know. All right, but back closer to home, we are kind of muddy and cold and snow, and the soil temperatures are low 30s. We got a ways to go before we get into the field, but I'm sure you have quite a few cases around here.
We do, and it's always that this busy time of year when I think a lot of those folks, and you can attest to this too, Mick, you know, farmers and ranchers are very proud people. They're not going to ask for help unless they're you know, absolutely need to. And so we get a lot of, you know, short notice requests from that people, you know, waited as long as they could and realized that they just need a little extra hand up to get through the season. So we're starting to get quite a few more applications, especially in the Dakotas here. And again, it's where we started. It's where we're best known and still where most of our assistance cases are taking place. So the schedule's filling up fast. I think we have somewhere between 17 and 20 assistance cases for planting on the schedule so far, and I would expect that's going to grow here in the coming weeks.
And not just spring planting now or fall harvesting, it's haying in the summer, huh?
Absolutely, yep. Haying and livestock feeding assistance is something that's still relatively new as far as the services that we're offering. But if you know you're going to be in need of anything, again, planting, haying, harvesting, livestock feeding assistance, you don't have to wait until that season to contact us. So, again, head to our website, farmrescue.org. Everything you need to know about us, is right there on the website. You can apply for assistance. You can make a donation. You can refer a family because we rely very heavily on those referrals. Again, it goes back to the pride involved in farming and ranching. And again, if you want to get involved with Farm Rescue as a volunteer, you can sign up right there on our website as well. So check that out. If you know you might be in need of assistance or know someone else that's in need of assistance, we'd love to hear from you.
And of course, the stereotype or the first thing you think of is you need somebody to drive the tractor or drive the combine. But what are some other ways that people can volunteer to assist Farm Rescue?
Obviously, you know, field operations are a big part of what we do, like you said, and some of it's kind of specialized. A lot of our harvest crews, we ask that most of those volunteers have a CDL just because we're moving trucks and we're pulling headers and hauling combines. But there's a lot of different opportunities to volunteer with Farm Rescue. Sometimes it's simply, you know, moving vehicles from one case to another, or we need a vehicle just, you know, moved within our service territory. And so that's something simple enough that's a huge help to us. Administrative side of things, you know, we send out annual brochures. And so that's a pretty big project for us, just different mailings throughout the year. So there's a lot of different options to get involved with Farm Rescue. It doesn't have to be in the field, and you don't have to have experience in agriculture to get involved with us. So we got a wide variety of folks that support our mission from all across the country, a variety of backgrounds. Again, we always say it's pilots, it's pastors, of course, retired farmers, military veterans, law enforcement. We have a rocket scientist that we like to tote. He comes up every spring to help with our planting assistance efforts. So just a wide variety of do-gooders that all are bonded by that desire to help someone in a time of need.
I have thankfully and happily done live broadcasts from, I think, the 300 and then the 500th. And then last fall, we go 800th. That was out by in eastern North Dakota. You how deep into the 800s are you now this spring?
So the 800th was around Fort Ransom,
yeah,
North Dakota,
right.
There, yeah. Back in, I think, early October. And so we've had plenty of hay hauling going on with our Operation Haylift because of the drought last year, and, you know, even parts, you know, that extended into the early portion of this year as well. And so I think we're well up over 850 already. So pulling up on 900 pretty quick.
Well, I'll throw down the gauntlet for anybody who, you know, feels a tug of their heartstring. Hey, maybe I could help Farm Rescue. Since you and I have talked last, Dan, which was last fall about the time you were down there around Fort Ransom, and sorry for not getting you on the air much over the winter, but it was busy. So since then, companies like Hess Corporation, $50,000 donation, and Titan has launched its Flags Over Harvest campaign. There just so many corporate folks have gotten to help you, but individuals can help you too with all these $50, $100, $200 donations. They all add up, right?
Absolutely. And again, it's incredible to see just the different ways that we're receiving support. Again, we just received a donation for our ongoing tractor fundraiser from 4-H group up in Mohall, North Dakota, the Eager Beavers 4-H Club. So again, kind of made us giggle, but it's incredible. Just all the different ways that people choose to give to us. Like you said, the Flags Over Harvest campaign and just different civic groups, school groups, churches, all these different organizations that, again, feel a connection to our mission and just want to help those farm families going through a difficult time. But individual donations are obviously a huge part of what we do, and everything we do is made possible through the generosity of others. So every dollar makes a difference, and we try our best to stretch it to its limit.
And you're doing good down there in Kansas, and I can only expect that the strong shoulders of agriculture are going to feel more heavy weight as we get now the third blizzard in about 10 days out in western central North Dakota. So I know you got a lot of work to do this summer, so thank you for that, Dan. And again, the website, in case people want to jump on and click donate.
Absolutely. Farmrescue.org. Everything you need to know about us is right there on the website. And again, we just appreciate the opportunity to chat with you, Mick. It's always an entertaining time.
Thank you, Dan Erdman. Appreciate it. Hey, have a good weekend, and we'll check later.
Sounds great. You do the same.
All right, thank you. All right, hey, we're going to take a break. Closing market report next on Farm Talk here in the North Dakota Corn Council studios.